Well, it's going to be real simple. He either calls or he doesn't.
Great. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Real Survival here on RBN. We've covered a number of different subjects this morning. We are supposed to have a special guest calling in, Steve, to talk to us about gold and silver and a few other things, I guess. So until he does call in, Rick, what would you like to talk about?
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, there is some stuff. A couple things. Let me mention this briefly, just in case he shows up, because this would be a semi-prelude to what he would have to say. They're looking very seriously at abolishing the 16th Amendment, which established the Federal Reserve. Catherine Austin Fitz claims that the Fed's bankrupt anyway. It is presumed here at this point, and this is just kind of a, what should I say? It's like a presumption that Trump continues on this way and wins again in 2020, although we're looking at a February 15th shutdown. There is supposed to be, now this is interesting, there is supposed to be imminent, and we'll just have to see, in the next 3 or 4 weeks, a global currency reset, which is going to be fascinating to see how this rolls out. At that point, what actually would occur would be that people who launder money, in other words, people who are, let's say you're drug running on a large scale, prostitution, child trafficking, whatever you're doing, you're operating completely off of suitcases filled with cash. You would be cut off at the knees because you'll be hung with some stuff that you can't launder at that point. It'll be fascinating. Just in case, and before Steve gets here, I want to mention, I mentioned Clive's garden, right? I had to get some more of these because I don't know where in the heck mine went. But this is, I began to get curious because, I mean, let's be reasonable. We're halfway through February here. That reminds me. For goodness sakes, you guys and gals, don't forget about Valentine's Day. Don't get caught like that. Don't call up and say that you're in the doghouse. I warned you. But we're getting to the point where you can start thinking about what to plant, and if you're going to start something inside, you're right in the zone right now, depending on where you live. I got the gardener special, 3 of these for $12.50, and I know he makes a couple bucks on the deal, but man, is this thing handy. Until you've seen how they work, you can't believe it. It's got a spring side and a fall side, so don't panic if nothing looks right. Turn it over. Around here, the last frost date is April the 15th. If I run it down to there, all the garden vegetables, believe it or not, are not in alphabetical order. This guy is clever enough to have put them in order of the plantings so that, like, onions are first, followed by peas and spinach. So you'd think it would be alfalfa, A for up. No, it's not. It's in order. It's in order. So that's really cool. For example, on March 1st, you get to plant outside. This is out. First planting, your onion sets can go in. However, on February the 22nd, if you want to start inside, you start your broccoli. There's a little SI. In the box, that means start indoors. So, like, next week, what is the date today? Is it about the 9th?
Today's the 9th.
Yep. Yeah, today's the 9th, so sometime next week is Valentine's Day.
5 days.
On the 22nd, which, like, is in a week or so, ten days, you can start your broccoli inside, followed by the following week, your lettuce. So it's all in order. I began to wonder, what I could start inside, because I've got one of these plastic lunch tables that we set up for parties, but I had it up for Christmas, but I simply left it. It's in front of the south-facing window, so I just left it there, and I'm starting, I've got a bunch of plant starts on that. It's a perfect place to start plants, and, of course, wondering what would I do first. It looks like before I, that isn't true. On February the 8th, I didn't see this tucked in the corner. February the 8th, which was yesterday, if you want to start something inside, you can do your cabbage and cauliflower. That was on the 8th. Then we go to the 22nd, then to March the 8th on the lettuce. But it overlaps with the outside stuff. Like, if you want to plant outside, on March 1st, you put in your onions. On March 8th goes your peas and spinach. On the 15th goes cabbage, cauliflower, and radish. If you go to March the 22nd, which is like the first day of spring, your beets and potatoes go out. Go to the next week, the 29th, is broccoli outside, leaf lettuce planted outside. And then I'll just do one more. If you go one more week to April the 5th, goes your carrots and your chard are outside. So that is, and that's all before the last, that's all before the last frost. So that is, you need to get one of these things, or two or three, and give them away, give them to your friends. You go to the website's right here on this thing somewhere. It is, here it is, Clyde's. Now that's with a Y, C-L-Y-D-E-S, vegetableplantingchart.com. And I do hope you guys can spell. Give one of those a crank, because we're getting to the point now where you can assuage your winter depression by planting something. And boy, I'll tell you, to be quite honest, I'm an outside dog, as I know a lot of you people are. The February just kills me. I absolutely hate. I don't understand this. If January is 3 months long and February is 5 months long, how can there be 12 months in the year? This is just February. I hate it with a passion. So planting, having things started on a table inside, I'll move around the room, go over and look at what I've got growing, come back in an hour and see if it's any bigger. So it does help. It helps. It helps a lot. It really is fun. And when people come over, you can walk them over to the table and say, "Look what I did." Oh, and that's it's good.
Okay, so out of everything you mentioned, Rick, what is it we should already started planting as of yesterday, at least inside?
If you want to start it inside, you would be preparing it. It is cabbage and cauliflower would start now, indoors. And believe it or not, this thing is so complete. He's got the moon phases here. He also has the temperature at which these things will germinate. He has these things, the germination temperature, believe it or not, of 40 degrees, if you can just believe that. I mean, this little thing is ridiculous. And then he's got green check marks down the line as to when you can expect to get those out. He has a harvest times. They're little green check marks in the boxes. Like for example, let's say that cauliflower. You're going to be pulling the cabbage and cauliflower out starting May 10th and going through June 7th. So that's what you can kind of expect. So that means that if you're like me, wondering, what you're going to do with that bed, well, if you just go to cabbage where you're going to pull it out and say on, let's just say May the 17th, go straight down till the first planting of something else, which would be directly under that harvest, would be your peppers. So, and this, you would be putting in your peppers at the same time you would be pulling out the cabbage. So if you don't want to waste that bed, you know, as you're pulling out those crops, if right here is listed what you can plant directly after those come out. So, you know, this thing is just handy-dandy. Just buy one, it's $5. If you buy three, it's, I don't know, whatever, $12.50 divided by three would be. It's more like $4.15. And that's okay, with the shipping. Yeah. Free mail.
Yeah, we ordered a couple of those charts. Tim's got them somewhere on his desk, and he's rearranged his desk, so I'm not sure where he put them.
Oh, well, it was a better hope.
But
you know,
they are handy to come
I
in. And get them away. I hope not. But no. Like you said, they're handy to have because they do tell you when you can start planting your things inside. So, and they also tell you, as Rick pointed out, basically when you're going to put your cauliflower and everything outside. So you're going to start it inside as of yesterday, right? So, and then later on, you're going to be putting it outside. So it does tell you how, you know, when to start inside, when to put it outside if you've started it inside, that kind of thing. It has a lot of information on it, like Rick said. And it's really handy. So if you're not sure of this information, it's a great thing to have. You know, so like right now I have strawberries grown inside, but I've had them grown inside all winter. Our granddaughter loves strawberries. She, as soon as they get red, you know, it doesn't matter how big they are, she'll be out there picking them, and nobody gets a chance to eat them but her. But during the winter, I bring them in, and last year I had actually ordered some extra large strawberries for her to grow, the giant strawberries. So I brought those in, and like I said, every time there's even a small hint of that little red strawberry, you know, trying to grow, she's picking it off and eating it. Yes. So
yeah, I'm surprised she doesn't paint it green so you don't see it.
Well, I try to let them grow because they get to the right size, but she's not going to wait for them to get big.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, well, delayed gratification is gratification delayed. If you had
not one, 5 year old,
need to tell you. Yeah, you wouldn't need me to tell you. You're already a day late with your cauliflower. I mean, you can see how valuable RBN is right here. I mean, you're already a day off. It's your own fault. So, Clyde's Vegetable Planning Chart.com. Go get you some. Now go on get. So I see Steve's not here. I don't know if he
Either he's gotten busy or he got distracted or forgot. I'm not sure what it is, but whatever the case is, we got it covered.
That's why I'm not nearly finished. You didn't say there was a caller, did you?
No, we don't have anybody right now, and apparently Tim's not going to be calling in. They probably gave him more antibiotics, so knocked him out.
Yeah, all right. Then let me say this about that. Because of the way, and I'm just going to dodge back to this one second, and this is, of course, always with respect to the way we like to live. The fact that Mr. Trump and these people have decided to kick the can further down the road. They're just packing more dynamite in the hole. And when this thing finally goes off, it's just going to be worse. The longer this goes, the tighter the spring coils, the more violent the reaction will be. So when you talk about, and this is why when people call in, I don't care what they talk about, but what I want them to do is, after they lay out their points, circle back around to our way of life. And I don't know. I don't know what you want to call us. I find the term "prepper" intentionally insulting. I think it was a phrase made up to downgrade. You know, it's a negative term for regular old Americans. You know, they want to try to make you look like you're a tinfoil hat type, But right. The reason I bring this up is because if you've got this planting guide, and if you don't lose it, you know, if
or give it away,
or give them away. You know, that's the deal. People show up, and I'm like, yeah, you want some eggs? Take those. Oh, you want that? Yeah, take that. Okay, and then I don't realize that was the last one. It may become important for you to have a decent vegetable garden. Here's something that is an absolute blast I want to mention before Steve calls in and before I forget what I'm doing. Aside from growing food, there has been something I did last year is humorously starting to show up on the net. And this is a cattle panel arch. And what I did, and once again, everybody invented it a week after I did. What I did was I took three 2x8s, and I cut two of them in half, so they were four feet, and that gives me four of those. And then I took the third 2x8, and I cut it in four pieces, so there's four two-footers. I screwed them together into two rectangles, and then I got a cattle panel, $25 cattle panel. Hopefully you know what those are. If you don't, I will tell you it's a fence panel for cattle, and it is super heavy gauge wire, welded wire, and these things are brutal. And they are, I think, zinc plated. But what you got to do is you got to drag it to where you want it, and then get in the middle and raise it straight up over your head as tall as you can hold it up, and it makes an arch, and it will stay there more or less long enough for you to sneak in from each side and put your frames, one on either side, and then adjust them so that your arch looks pretty, move them closer together or further apart until it looks about right, and then maybe use some screws or something like that or some staples. And you staple the cattle panel down low to your boxes and fill those boxes up with dirt and compost or something. And what you can do with this is you can do a couple things. What I'm going to mention first is frivolous. There is a plant out there called, the slang name is lab. Do you know it, Laurie? Do you know this bean?
No, I don't.
The Latin name is Dolichos lablab, but it's also called hyacinth bean. What about that? Do you know hyacinth bean?
Yes, that I know.
Gorgeous thing. It vines like mad, and it creates these gigantic umbels of flowers. And an umbel of flower would be if you had a bunch of grapes, but instead of grapes, they were flowers. So it's like this, it looks like kind of like Japanese wisteria, if you know what that looks like. So you plant your magic beans, your lab beans, in the boxes on both sides. And when these things take off, they just go completely insane. And not only do they produce gorgeous flowers, they produce these weird-looking bright purple bean pods, which are beautiful, but the hummingbirds love this stuff. Now the other thing you can do once you've got your cattle panel flower tunnel in place is you can sneak in at the appropriate gate using Clyde's vegetable planter. You can put in some squash seeds in there, or you can put in say birdhouse gourd seeds. I don't know if you know what a birdhouse gourd is, but they look like fat penguins. And then you can, when they dry real good, you can put a 1-inch hole in it and make birdhouses, and the birds love them. You can do just about anything you want with these things.
Oh, yeah, they do. They love them. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you hold on, we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to Real Survival here on RBN. We have Jerry in Texas on line 5 who is calling back. He has a question for Rick. Good morning, Jerry, again.
Not necessarily a question, but okay. He made a statement about the prepper. I don't like that either. Somebody asked me about prepper. I have trouble coming up with ask. We need to have a contest to a poll and see what's a good time we want to use. A survivor? A sustainer? What's a good time to do what?
A good human.
A good human? that'll work. There's been, when they've had those survival shows on TV, reality shows, and then Pepper, all seems a little derogatory. I'll get it out in a minute. I'd be interested what people would, definition that they'd like to come up with.
Well, I mentioned this last week, but I think I was talking in the music. There is a really cool movie called The Book of Eli. I don't want to ruin it for everybody if you haven't seen it. I mentioned last week that it has to do with a post-apocalyptic society, and the Bibles have all been burned. And this fellow is in possession of the last one, and he is essentially accosted by a devious, evil man. who says to Eli, you know, as old as we are the future. And what he, of course, meant by that was fairly simple. What he's saying is that the skills that we acquired because of the time we grew up in, you know, we didn't get to watch TV all day, and we didn't get to play with phones all day, and I didn't have video games. So I had to learn to fix my 57 Chevy and how to grow tomatoes. That was my video game. So now the younger people, they don't know any of that. But if something serious happens, then we become the future. We become quite relevant all of a sudden. And these people, if they've got a brain, they'll start paying attention real quick.
All right. Well, maybe we ought to be rent growers.
Say again?
Maybe we ought to become rent growers. You know, that's a big thing. You got appliances and whatever, right. You rent those. Maybe that's what we ought to call ourselves, rent growers. Anyway, here's an interesting subject that some people might want to think about. Are we preppers, or what are we preparing for? You know, back to the candle and kerosene lanterns and whatever, and where we're going to go with it.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, preparing for what? You know, if you have to put it in white knuckle terms, where you know you're convinced that the world is going to end tomorrow, then I don't really know. But if you're just trying to live out a practical, wholesome lifestyle, you know, where you can kind of take care of yourself a little bit and try to stay right with
regardless of the circumstances.
Precisely. Then, I mean, what have you really lost? I mean, take the urgency back out of it, and then all you are, you're just a homesteader. Put the urgency in it, and then suddenly you're a prepper. So I don't know.
it's become almost a vulgar, derogatory term for so many people. It's a label. Yeah, it's a label out there that's been thrown out there. But if things go, you know, as you're suggesting on the reset of the dollar. World currency, whatever, however you want to do it. Us preppers may be in big demand.
Yeah, we become the future, right.
Yeah, so, yeah. What's your name of that movie? Or is it a book? What's your name of that movie?
Something Eli. Book of Eli?
It's just your old book. Oh no! It's probably a book. It's also a movie called The Book of Eli. If you haven't seen it, you're going to get a big charge out of that.
Okay, it's a movie.
It's a movie. Yeah. Probably on Netflix by now. It's probably 8-10 years old. I'm probably giving away 10 copies. Do you have a DVD player or no?
Yeah, we got a DVD player. Okay. We don't have TV. We don't have cable. We've got internet, albeit rather slow. But
sure. Oh, yeah. Well, it would be, wouldn't it? Well, take a look at it. It's a little on the violent side, but it is an awful lot of fun if you're not too sensitive.
Okay, guys. We have the bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 3
Y'all have
minutes.
A good weekend.
Thanks,
you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've talked about several subjects this morning. Okay, Rick, I'm guessing Steve is not going to call in today, so what would you like to talk about next? I'm not sure what happened with him.
That's not my favorite business practice. I just sent Jerry the name of the movie. I'd like to tell everybody what happens, but if I do, it would ruin it.
Then you spoil it.
You'll just have to. We'll do a movie review here in a couple of weeks. I'm going to give you a couple of weeks to take a look at it. There is a, with respect to what Jerry was talking about, and I guess what I brought up about, being labeled. We all know that baiting, whether it's class baiting, party baiting, race baiting, gender baiting, LGBTQ baiting, is how the radical left and the deep state attempt to control us. They try to label us, and then through the labeling of us, create divisions, trying to pit white against black, white against Hispanic, Dems against Republicans, try to demonize the word nationalism when it only means patriotic. It man against woman and vice versa. It doesn't matter. Gay against straight. Whatever they can come up with, if they can label you, they're attempting to control you, and by creating these fake fights, these squabbles, then they get to go off while you're making a fool of yourself and commit their crimes while you're busy. And that's kind of really all that really is. There is a fascinating book by a man and wife, I believe, Jim and Deborah Fallers, called Our Town. And this is a newer work. And what these people did was they took a small plane and they flew 100,000 miles back and forth across the United States, stopping in what we would call small flyover towns, just talking to folks. And what they discovered was, big shock, right? That this kind of baiting in small towns in rural America and away from the big cities, away from the coastlines, does not exist. Yes, there are still Democrats and Republicans, but not to the point that it paralyzes community progress. So, you might have this dude over here might think he's a Democrat, and this dude over here thinks he's a Republican, even though there haven't been any Democrats or Republicans for 50 years. But they don't mix it up. They don't argue about it. The town picnic is still the town picnic, and life just goes on. They're just, four square Americans, apple pie and all that. And it just goes to show you that despite these evil people's best efforts, America still exists in large part once you get away from the crazy zones. It is true that every now and then I get a little depressed about the condition here. I do believe that that there is an effort being made on our behalf to wrestle out of the hands of these evil people the remaining fragments of America and to reinstitute the rule of law. That's what I think. And I'm not just saying that because I'm trying to fight back depression. I actually believe that. So, that's what I would probably say about that. Distractions like the wall, for the last, 2 months? That's all that has been in the news, the wall. In the meantime, any number of other really interesting things has happened, but the mainstream media and a couple of people today have alluded, to the fact that essentially people like Fox are, in my opinion, probably more guilty than CNN because Fox News, or as some people call it, faux news, portrays themselves as the friend of Americans when, in fact, they've got serious issues with the things that with the news stories that they refuse to touch. If in fact we could get something like a funded truth network where how the Donald tweets so that he doesn't have to go through the lamestream media, how he goes straight to the people.
Yeah.
Well, okay, that has actually been made, and I realize the man doesn't always say the smartest stuff. Every now and then, he basically sets his pants on fire. But he's been forced into this position because he can't get a square deal from the media. And unfortunately, I know people that say, I'm a conservative, I listen to Fox News, and I look at them like they've got two heads. Like, buddy, you're not seeing a tenth of it, honestly. So, we'll just have to see. The border itself is porous. It is like trying to collect water with a sieve. It's ridiculous, and it's left so intentionally. People like the Bushes and the Clintons have been running, smuggling drugs and everything else through the Texas border, and it's all by design. This is not, So, like somebody said, $5.7 billion is not much money when you're talking about a federal budget. It's just a drop in the bucket, and this is a struggle of will is what it is. I mean, I think everybody knows what will happen if we put up a decent border wall. Everyone knows it. So So the question, of course, is why wouldn't you want it? Well, if you're making an absolute killing on drugs, weapons, and human trafficking, then I guess you don't want it. If you're trying to topple, if you're trying to tear the United States apart, then you wouldn't want it. So, but in the meantime, we can garden, or we should go on about our business. I would like to mention something here before I forget what I'm doing.
Okay.
With respect to leisure time activities, we go on with our lives, just like the people in the book Our Town. We go on with our lives and we live our lives irrespective of what is happening in D.C. or wherever, or on the border. We just do what we do. We have our routines, we have our likes and dislikes. At that point, leisure time activities are actually important. I am suggesting, and I know you're going to think this is insane, I've been taking blues slide guitar lessons for, I guess, a little over a year now. And I am having an absolute ball with it. The blues. I can't play the blues when I'm feeling bad. I don't know how that was supposed to have ever worked. When I'm not feeling good, I do not play the blues. But when I'm feeling good, I do. I got to tone it down a little bit. But what I'm suggesting here is that if we do have, if a situation gets worse, being able to sit down with your family and play a couple songs in any way, shape, or form is a huge booster, and I highly recommend it. To that end, if you think a guitar is too expensive or it's too difficult for you, I will tell you that a penny whistle, first of all, does not cost a penny, okay? It used to. It doesn't cost a penny anymore. But you can get a decent penny whistle for $20, $25. And there are all kinds of tutorials on YouTube how to play tunes on penny whistles. And you might think, well, this is ridiculous. There are some of the coolest things done with penny whistles. Penny whistle is a fantastic thing. It has the ability to sound bright, happy, and party-like. But if you play some dirge on this, it also has the ability to sound really scary. So it's a very versatile thing. You can keep it in your pocket. You can put it in your bag. I keep one in my truck console all the time. Play songs at traffic lights. Stuff. One of these days, I'm going to get pulled over for that, we'll see. I'm dying to get a traffic ticket that says was playing a penny whistle while driving. That's I'm going to frame that bad boy and put it up on the wall. But you want to look into that. I mean, it's a great way to have fun with your friends, especially if you can get another person or two to learn. It is fun. It's inexpensive, and it keeps your brain busy. One day I walked in and was playing something that was really, really difficult and really, really fast, and my wife says, "Are you trying to fend off Alzheimer's?" And I said, "Well, I wasn't trying, but I guess that's what I'm doing anyway." So I would suggest, as part of your leisure time activity, get some. If you don't have books around, God, get some books. I ordered those Marvelous Adventure Trump books. By the way, when that thing was written in 1896, it says right at the top, cost 10 cents.
Wow. Book,
I know, it says right at the top in big bold letters, price 10 cents. So I don't know what that is in today's money, but it wouldn't be funny. Maybe I paid. Maybe that's why it cost $12. Give that some thought. Let me just shift gears one more time, and I want to say, yeah, I know I keep jumping around. I said I would. The February 14th is coming, and so is the 15th, and we're all looking for a government shutdown at that point. Now, we all know the last one. He made 31 days. 31 days puts him into the RIF zone, which means he can begin its reduction in force. He can begin draining the swamp. There was a letter written by a senior government manager about his department, and he said, and if I quoted this on the air, I apologize, but he said basically this. He said, about 5% of my workforce does their job. The rest of them do their nails, plan vacations, talk, and work against the president most of the time, with the vast majority of their term. The reduction in force is that these people exist as part of the swamp. So if we get another shutdown, he can continue to drain the swamp. And I think that that will turn out to be more campaign promises fulfilled. So I think, you know, such is the case. If he gets that far, that would be fascinating.
Well, I think when they do these government shutdowns, unlike most people, the people that are sitting up there in Congress and in the House, those are the ones that should lose their paychecks, because they're the ones sitting up there acting childless, you know, acting like children. They're the ones that should lose their pay, not everybody else, when the government shuts down. Maybe they'd actually get off their butts and do their jobs, you know. That's my opinion, and I'm sure it's somebody else's opinion out there. I've talked to a few friends, and they feel the same way. So, you know, I'm not alone in this boat. But I mentioned to, I believe it was the ER nurse the other night when I had to go up there. I've never seen a president get so trash since the day of his election, and it continue on the whole time he's been in office. I mean, me personally, I feel sorry for Trump. He is trying to do an impossible job and help this nation, and he gets nothing but beat up and trash talked about constantly. You know, they don't mention any of the good things that he's done for this nation, just the bad things. You know,
you really don't see
Mrs. Trump anywhere, you know, the First Lady. You don't see her anywhere because she's, you know, she said she's been basically bullied online and everything else. And, you know, people, it's not right. She's a kind woman with a good heart, and she's, you know, like any other First Lady, she's trying to do good, and nobody wants to let her do it, you know, just like the president's trying to do his best that he can do. And you know what? He's not an attorney, but he's getting things done. And he's not trying to screw the people. He's actually trying to get things done. I think they should just leave him alone and let it get done. And Congress and them up there need to give him these funds that have been pre-approved or been approved, you know, during other administrations. Granted, the money isn't there now, probably. But if this money was allocated a few presidents back, and then, you know, again, another president wanted it, and they allocated the money, why hasn't it been done? You know, that's what we the people should be asking. If the money was allocated presidents ago, then why hasn't this job already been done? You know? So,
well,
that's just the way I
feel about
assume,
it. I can assume graft and corruption would have a lot to do with that. You know, and like they said, like has been ventured any number of times, you see these never-ending testimonies before various committees, and you see people like Lindsey Graham or, oh man, who am I trying to think of?
Well, like Claire McCaskill, she was up there for years, you know? These people up there need term limits, people. They really need term limits.
I would certainly accept that, and I would be fascinated to see what sort of person takes that job with the term limits. You know, it might just be people who want to serve the country and don't think they stand to gain millions and millions of dollars. Like, you know, these people always, it's like winning the lottery if you can get elected. Not that I want to discuss this fool, but this woman, AOC, she is proposing basically eliminating the fossil fuel industry in total within the next decade, and we're supposed to have electric houses, electric vehicles, no more planes. Everything is by high-speed electric train. What I opined was this. First of all, one of two things is happening. She's either as stupid as she looks, or she's smarter than I think, because what will happen now is that these Goliaths of industry will sneak up to her back door and knock, and they will have bags and bags of cash and cocaine and God only knows what they're going to give her, because what they're going to do is, now that they realize that she poses, at least some, she's got to look like she poses a real threat. If she looks like she poses a genuine threat, they will pay her off. This woman is going to become the wealthiest woman on the planet in the next 4 years if she keeps this up. So, you know, you've got to, there's no way on the planet that the oil industry is going to put up with this. She's either going to get paid off or she's going to get Seth riched. So she's either going to get rich or riched. So we'll see how that works. That I don't know that that's what she's up to, but it doesn't matter. Either way, that's how it's going to end. You don't think so? Well,
no, like most people, like, no, I mean, more than likely, yes. But like most people who run for office and then get up there, and you know, like mm-hmm. we said, there's no term limit for these people, so they get their hands up there. Yeah, their hearts are probably in the right place when they first run for office, but once they get to Washington, they learn the truth, and it is either you work with the big boys or nothing gets done that you want done. That's just the way it is. You know, it's one of those you wash my hands, I wash your hands kind of thing, and you know, we get things done. So you end up turning. Giving in on your principles and your morals, basically, and you know, sign with Satan, as I like to call it up there. But I think if our politicians actually had term limits for the House and the Senate, they, you know, like you said, it's curious. Who would actually run for those positions knowing they can only be there for a certain amount of time?
That it's going to be legit and you're not going to leave with much more than you came. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe good people. Maybe decent Americans. Wouldn't that be? I know it's impossible,
We could hope. I mean, think about it. I think they mentioned that Claire McCaskill, you know, here in Missouri, she had just bought a brand new jet before she was running for office again, and of course she didn't get in. But, you know, it's the people that helped pay for that, and those big wigs there in Washington that were patting her, well, we'll say patting the palms of the politicians, that probably helped her get that other new plane. But, you know,
oh, yeah. When I had a brother-in-law who...
But we, the little people, are the ones that actually need the money.
Well, of course. I had a brother-in-law that kicked for the Jets for 2 decades, and he said the players were hilarious. Whenever anybody it goes to the Super Bowl, they'll go down like to the Porsche dealer, the Mercedes dealer, or cars that are even worse, the Maserati dealers, and they'll all order a car, and then... If they don't win, they got to cancel the order. that's what happened to Mrs. McCaskill. Well, you know what they say: if you're not a Democrat when you're in college, you have no heart. But if you're still a Democrat when you're an adult, you have no brain. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, either that or you're on a take, one or the other.
Right. You know, you mentioned the Super Bowl, and somebody had told me, and I can't remember who it was, honestly, that not as many people watch the Super Bowl this year. And if you are like me and you are from Houdat Nation, which are the fans for the New Orleans Saints, a lot of us did not watch the Super Bowl because our Saints were robbed in their game against the Rams.
And now the NFL has
ruled that they are going to actually do the playbacks on those plays that they said they don't normally do playbacks on because, you know,
I saw the playback on that play. That was blatant. That was
right.
That was,
the Saints should have been in the Super Bowl. That's all
any,
I can say.
Any
know?
Girl Scout could tell you that was interference. Any 10-year-old could tell you this.
I really hope that doesn't hurt the Super Bowl next year. But you know, it was.
Rumor has it that Trump ended the shutdown, opened up the airport specifically for the Super Bowl. Now, I don't know if you want to believe that, but that was one of the reasons. He made it 31 days and then put the TSA back to work so the Super Bowl could go on. I mean, this is a real American here.
Right.
The American, the beauty pageants all screwed themselves with the same kind of nonsense. You know, I don't really care. I don't watch the Super Bowl, and I don't watch beauty pageants.
I don't watch all of the games when they come on. But for all of y'all that have been listening, like I said, you do know I'm a Saints fan. I have been since we were stationed in New Orleans, and that was years ago. No matter where we live, I vote for the Saints. I watch the Saints when they play. They are the only team I watch, and I can honestly say that our quarterback, Drew Brees, is just amazing and kind heart. He makes statements.
I saw an expose on both of the quarterbacks. They're interesting guys.
They are. But Drew's really there to support, you know, his team. Plus, he's also supportive of the fans, which is great because a lot of the teams, you know, it's like, okay, we won. Okay, no big deal. But Drew thanks the fans and everybody else. And, you know, when our Saints ask the fans for something, we give it to them, you know, like if they want us to make noise. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We hope to see you next week. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is Thursday. You don't want to get in trouble.
Look out.
Rick, you want to say goodbye?
And then the shutdown is Friday. Make sure you got your rice and beans.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you. God bless. All right, bye.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.